That's Jimmy Eat World in the middle on Ocean 100.
Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right. You look at that. You kind of almost have your own theme song there.
Yeah. New production there.
We are joined today by Kent McPhee from the local, from the old Dublin pub. And wow, you are... You're legendary, sir.
Oh, really?
And rolling in here with a Toronto Maple Leafs jersey on. He endears himself to Scott Chapman immediately. Scott erupted into applause.
He did.
So you are a Leafs fan, I would assume, yes?
I am this year.
This year?
Yeah.
Not just the Maple Leaf
Most
jersey.
Most years.
A Rick Vive Maple Leaf
jersey.
Yeah,
Rick Vive. Yeah, this jersey goes back near as long as me.
Okay. Near as long as me.
And it fit much better when I'm honest.
Did it.
It fit a lot better.
It looks okay, though. You know, I wouldn't want to put gear on under it, but that's... Sorry, I do that all the time.
I'm really naive, but I'm going to ask anyway. When you say this year, are you being serious? Like you're not an every year Leafs fan?
Well, I've been cheering for them since 1960-something.
60, okay.
So I'd say likely 90% of those years. Okay. It was a few years, perhaps, that, you know, some of us didn't wear the jerseys around town.
Yeah.
we still wear them proud.
Some of them, they might have some dust on them. I'm only kidding. I've been very loyal to the Leafs.
Okay. You know, some years have been tougher than others, though, you know?
You know, oh my goodness, a recent flight to Toronto, a touchdown. It was a WestJet flight. And, you know, they welcomed me to Toronto. And the lady comes over the mic and says, "Welcome to Toronto, home of the 1967 Stanley Cup champion, Toronto Maple Leafs."
Selling point.
If only we could play in black and white, we'd be much better.
No kidding. Yeah.
Anywho. Kent, you have had a very long career in the management role, really.
Right.
You're a leader. I think our first... I thought that was an interesting face to make there, too. The first time I met you, I was actually working at Online Support.
Oh, wow.
It was in the 90s. Yes. And you were the guy at Online, right?
I was the guy at Online. Oh, my gosh.
Which was, you know, ages ago. But, here we are. Look, our paths have crossed again. And now you're in the restaurant world. And that...
Yeah.
Things are heating up there, eh?
They are heating up. Yes, literally.
Yes. As we get ready for the spring and summer season, right?
Yes.
It's going to be, I think there's a lot of people that are thinking this is going to be a big one.
I think so too, Darcy. Oh, I guess I wear my rose colored lenses pretty much every day.
Okay.
But I do. I think, you know, it's certainly an interesting time. That's for sure. But last Saturday, for example, we had our first cruise ship in Charlottetown.
Right.
And we're a part of one of the walking tours through the city where they come to experience local spirits and seafood and stuff.
Yeah.
And everything was business as usual. You know, we had four full groups on the tour of 18, and they were from all over the world, mostly south of our border.
Mm-hmm.
They were as they always were.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we go into the summer with that spirit. And I think anyone I've spoken to, you know, related to tourism, et cetera, has been, you know, it sounds very promising here.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, you know, we have so many assets, right? We have so many assets in PEI, and sometimes when you live here and you drive by them every day, you might not see them.
Mm-hmm.
But what is so typical for us is not typical for everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite tourism, if I think back through the years, my favorite slogan for PEI was, once you get here, you'll understand.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know if any of you were in the room are old enough to remember that, but it was always
Scott
that was
is.
The slogan.
Yes.
Thank you for that, yes. Seems to have struck a chord over there. Yeah.
Without hesitation,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
But that's true.
Yeah.
It is, because it's hard to explain, and it is something that we can take for granted. what it is, especially, you know, if you've lived here all your life, you might not have that comparison that it's not this way everywhere else. Yeah. And I notice it in other places when I go, even the friendliness, the people that we look one another in the eye, that we smile at strangers, that we hold doors, like that, just that
they
sort
are,
of.
Those are all perfect examples. And one, you know, because long before I was in, you know, going back to online days when I would be, you know, entertaining our clients from all around the world, and quite often first time to PEI for many of them. And the things that they notice are those. And again, we take them for granted. You know, another one that stands out to me is when there's a funeral, you know, procession anywhere in PEI, you know, the hearse, the family will be, you know, making its way through the city or wherever, and all the traffic pulls off to the side. And quite often, if men are standing there wearing hats, they'll take the hats off as the funeral procession goes by. So as a kid, I thought that happened everywhere. Well, it doesn't.
No.
You know, and I'm not saying that PEI is the only place that it happens, but I can tell you, I think it's one of few, you know, from travels or just here. But everybody is so touched when they see that, you know, guess showing of respect, even if you didn't know the person.
Okay.
You know? But I think that's the way... You know, I think Islanders, Maritimers, and Canadians kind of are. Part of our DNA to be humble and kind.
Can I ask where, I don't know, what community, where did you grow up?
I grew up kind of the Cornwall area, New Haven, Clyde River, Cornwall.
Okay.
My early days go back to a mixed farm with many, many racehorses and a restaurant. My parents built the original Bonnie Bray.
Okay.
Back in 1969, which in its day was the only year-round restaurant between Charlottetown and Somerset.
It was the spot.
It was
it really
the spot.
Was. It was the spot.
The spot.
Yeah, it was. It was the meeting place.
Like,
you know, think back to how many people met, you know, there, because it kind of was the first restaurant out of the city.
Right.
Like Towers, if you remember Towers.
We do.
Just by the Towers Mall there.
Yeah. These are all amazing references, Kenji.
Oh my gosh, yo. And it was funny, you know, we used to have to take turns. Jack Middleton ran the Towers, and it was an iconic place, right?
Yep.
And this was the days before internet or access to your competitors' pricing. So my brothers and my sister, we used to have to take turns phoning in and asking what Jack's prices were. So you had, like, it'd take you about a week to do it. You go through our menu and you just phone, you know, how much is your hot chicken? You know? And if it was the $1.10 or something, then Dad would put his likely 95 cents. Because he said if people were going to come to drive to Cornwall from Charlottetown, it would have to be a more attractive price. He said, why are they going to drive out here from the city where the masses were, you know, if I'm going to charge some more money? Huh. So I don't know if you ever told Jack or not. I'm sure they must have recognized our voices after 30 phone calls. That kid is phoning.
Who
is
that fooling? Kid?
He's sitting there listening right now. I was kids in the 60s. Oh, they got me.
So hospitality and possibly competitive pricing have been always a part of your.
They have. You know, they really have. And I think back, you know. Great memories and the early days, like I say, at the Bonnie Bray again, because it was the meeting place. It really was. And it really set the stage for a life of entrepreneurship, you know, at a young age, because, you know, I'm not kidding. Like when we lived upstairs in the restaurant, and anybody in the area would remember that because we were at beck and call, right? And it was busy. It was a really busy restaurant. Quite often, like myself and our siblings were kept home from school. You'd miss a full day of school sometimes. And the teachers had no problem with it, right? Because you were learning.
Right. You were learning.
And but I think back, you know, and it was a late night business too. Not quite the extent that I deal with today. But still, it was still a late night business that we were, you know, as kids work until all hours of the night. So to be where I am now and come from there, it's kind of like a full circle.
That's cool.
Really?
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can assure you we're going to get you wound up at some point in time here this morning too, okay? So I can't wait for that. Kent McPhee is our interesting Islander today.
The ocean.
Come on,
Twisted Sister, We're Not Gonna Take It. Ocean 100, good morning. It is 7:57. Our interesting Islander today is Kent McPhee. And Kent, now when you're working, you know, at the local in the old Dublin, right? You're working late nights, right? So this is early for you.
I do, and I likely show it.
No.
I do.
Scott's not going to chirp you. You're wearing a Leafs jersey. You have endeared yourself to that guy. Yeah. No, you look great.
Oh,
fantastic.
Yeah.
So night shifts, what time do you get home at?
All depends. The week, you know, not that I work late nights a lot anymore, but when you do, it can be as late as 3 or 3:30. Yeah, like so our staff on the weekends would be there till
same as it always hour. Has been. Then, same,
so. Yeah. That part hasn't changed a lot.
Yeah. Now, when we were at Myron's, we'd all go to the 24-hour subway after our Myron shift and sit around there, 20 doormen.
Yes.
And the
oh,
DJ.
My gosh. Yeah.
The good old days. All right. Well, you're here for the birthday celebration calendar, okay?
Time for the Ocean 100 celebration calendar, presented by the Confederation Bridge.
The fella can hardly contain his excitement. All right. Here we go. Belated birthday for Jay Perry. Happy 38th from Nyla Denham, Zaya, and Mary. Tomorrow, Liam DeCourcy celebrating a 12th from Mom, Dad, and your sister, Myla. Myla McDonald is 11 today from your whole Excel hockey team heading to Moncton today for a tournament. The twins, Randy and Rachel Affleck from Mount Stewart, 31 from your Aunt Mary. Carter Coffin in Fortune Bridge is 11 today. Wedding anniversary tomorrow for David and Ann McDonald in Orwell, 45 years. Anthony Enman in Point Pleasant. Lordy, lordy, look who's 40. Lots of love from Mom and Dad. Chrissy Menard is 45 from Vicky, Neil, Haley, Tyler, and Iona. And a belated birthday for Barb Feehan, 61st, from the mayor of Mount Stewart, Mary Affleck.
Clayton and Lillian Harris, 61st wedding anniversary today, wishing them many more years of happiness. Ruth Henderson from Margate, happy birthday. Brianna Hennessy, 27th. And Tracy McDonald, Hampton, 60, from the Happy Hour Gang.
Brooke McCartlin, King Cora, is turning 24. Tomorrow, Ashley Dawson in Vernon River celebrating a birthday. So we're wishing Ashley a happy birthday from Peyton, Sawyer, Freya, and Robbie. Tomorrow, Xavier Power, turning 15. Love Nana and Papa. And Toby McKenzie is turning 8. And that wish comes from Mommy, Daddy, Jamie, Beckett, and Anna.
All right, full list today. Let's make a draw and give away a couple of bridge passes. Trevor Painter and Leslie Holt DL, congratulations. Bridge passes coming your way. Congratulations to you. We'll have more with Kent McPhee, our interesting Islander, coming up.
Birthdays and anniversaries.
Okay, thank you very much, Scott Chapman. There is a late bus to tell you about here, too. Bus number 56, that is Andrew McDonald's, that goes to Prince Street Elementary and Colonel Gray High, running 1 hour late today. That is updated on our website, too. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. Big shout out to Kent for bringing in the Robin's Donuts this morning. I love it. I love it when a plan comes together. It's also a good draw day today. Someone's going to win a $100 gift card out of all of our correct answers this week in mere moments. Today's question, though, was this actress comedian was born Karen Johnson, wrapping up a week of aliases, basically. Who was Karen Johnson? Did you know that one off the top of your head?
Is that Whoopi?
It's Whoopi Goldberg.
It's Whoopi.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There
wow.
you go. Whoopi Goldberg. So that wraps it up. All of the names are in the ballot box and ready to go. Let's make a draw. Congratulations to Tony McDonald from Montague. All right.
Oh, wow.
$100 gift card from Robin's Donuts is coming your way. We'll have more with Kent McPhee, our interesting Islander, for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, coming up next. As the cars, you might think, Ocean 100, it is 8:13 at Ocean. I want to say a happy birthday to Jennifer MacArthur, 61 today. That's from the staff at the old Woolworths.
Wow.
G'day references. That is awesome. The old Woolworths. And Nancy Douglas is celebrating today. That's from your family in Stanley Bridge. Cool stuff.
Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
We even rolled out the new production for Kent McPhee today. He's our Interesting Islander, which is... It's always a pleasure to have you in here, right? You are a spark plug, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. You are a spark plug.
Some may beg to differ.
I don't know.
I have to fess up before, because I think I might have broke this mic. So, Jennifer Evans, I take full responsibility. They were putting me through training here. God love Jill. And I pulled something down, and it all kind of came apart. So, Jennifer Evans, if you're listening, it wasn't Jill's fault. This was me.
It wasn't Jill's fault. The guest mic is in need of some TLC. No. And if we were going to be truthful, you're not the first person to do that.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I don't feel bad.
Probably. Don't feel bad.
I see his fingerprints all over it.
Like I said, we were going to get him wound up, and yes. He's wound up now. All right, so we've chatted about, you know, the Bonnie Bray and some of your other jobs that have led you to where you are now, right? Yes. And I always find that when we have successful people here, it's great to show that you can be from PEI, you could go to school on PEI, and you can have a very successful career on PEI, too. So, like, bring me through your schooling career. Where did you go to, like...
That's a topic very near and dear to my heart.
Great.
It really is, because I think, you know, when you live in a remote part of the world like we do, I think we're a little less remote since technology kind of bridged a lot of places, right? But I think back and, you know, I always said we were like the little engine that could, you know, in PEI. And sometimes, you know, when you live in remote places, you know, your self-confidence might not be, you know, as robust as it is someone that grew up in the city with all the bright lights and all, you know. So you have to dig a little deeper, you know, and run a little faster than some, and education. So I couldn't afford university at the time.
Okay.
And I didn't know if university would be for me or not. So I was in the business admin program at Holland College.
Okay.
I would be a class of 80 or the early 80s, but a great program. And, and Jill and I were chatting here earlier. Her dad taught the course as well, not at that time, but shortly thereafter. And a great program, and how many thousands of Islanders and global international students took that program.
Right.
And very good. You know, it's a two-year diploma, but man, oh, man, it would. It was a great program for building young people. And there was one element of it was the public speaking program.
Okay.
And I personally, I don't think there's enough of that training today.
I'd agree. Yeah.
It's shocking how many people in this day and age are still very reluctant to speak in public. And I do some volunteer work right now with the UPI business program, working with different business students with one of the professors. And that's something I've emphasized incredibly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's classes of 50 or 60 students, and perhaps, you know, perhaps as many as 10 or as few as 10 are able to get up and speak to a group.
Okay.
And it's one thing to... It's one thing to have knowledge, but if you can't share it, you know. And I had a couple of bosses in my early years that, in addition to Holland College, you know, really drove home the message to me that just because you were from Prince Edward Island didn't, it was an advantage for you. It wasn't a disadvantage.
Great. Yeah.
You know, and I remember, oh my goodness, it was the late Stuart Vickerson. Who was the man? It was the publisher of The Guardian at the time. And he said, wherever, don't you ever, ever, you know, not do your best when you're on the road. You take Prince Edward Island with you. Mm-hmm. Every boardroom you go, you don't settle. You show them what you're made of from PEI.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think, you know, I think we need more people like that in PEI. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To help, you know, because getting the education is one thing, but getting the confidence to speak and project and tell that story is the difference.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is the difference.
We were just away for the week, and at one point I looked over to the 18-year-old boys that were in the pool, and they were chatting with some people they'd just met. And I said, boys, you're being good ambassadors. Because I always feel like when we're, that we are literally like PEI ambassadors for Canada.
Yeah.
And that what we do out and you know, out and about in the world makes a difference.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And back in some of my earlier professions, I would do a lot of travel and marketing of our companies, mostly in the U.S. And in some places, they were quite often cities that would have no idea where Prince of Wales
right.
was. And so you would have to explain, you know, how to get there. We would be, you'd explain your 2 hours, 2 hour flight from Toronto or 2 hour flight from Boston for people to be able to connect.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
But it was always like, it was such a privilege, honest to God, to tell people about Prince Edward Island.
Right.
Like if you're at a show in San Francisco, you know what I mean? And they could tell, everyone thought we worked for the tourism. Mm-hmm. They really did not, they really didn't take any note of the company we were representing. Oh, okay. They really thought we were representing Prince Edward Island.
Doesn't everyone work for tourism? Yeah, yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, that's always what I thought.
That's real. That's real. All right, we'll have more with Ken McPhee coming up. Mark Morrison and Return of the Mac, Ocean 100. Happy setting day. Going to be munching on lobster here before too long. Some nice fresh island lobster at that. Someone that knows lobster well these days is our interesting islander right now, Kent McPhee, the old Dublin and the local. And we're coming into peak season for your restaurants and whatnot. And things are looking good for this year. Do you want to shout out anybody in the restaurant business right now?
I think everybody, okay. Honest to God, you know, like the slight preference for our team. We have a, we have a super, super team.
For sure.
But everyone that works in the industry, because it's not as easy as it might seem, you know, there's a lot of fast moving parts, you know,
Definitely.
And there's health standards, there's a lot of standards and stuff. So it's coming into that time of year, as you say, it's busy. But you know, they need a lot of motivation on the front end too to prepare, right?
Yes,
so that everyone's ready to host the world.
I have a question for you because we've been chatting with various vendors, folks that are involved in the Tourism Industry Association PEI about the impacts of tourism. And we were chatting in the green room about how many people who've come through the doors, how many folks have worked, you know, at the restaurants.
Oh my goodness!
And the connections that you make. I know from experience, the skill set that people develop in the hospitality industry is so broad.
Oh, my word.
Would you agree? Like, what do you think is the best takeaway or the best thing for someone who has that, who gets to have that sort of job?
Yeah, I think likely perhaps the ability to work on a team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of professions where there are, but there's a lot of you still working kind of in your own little groove. But, you know, it doesn't work if you don't work in full, you know, cohesiveness with everyone else in the group. You know, there's a reason why there's line cooks, right? Because no one cook does it all. It's an assembly,
right?
Mm-hmm. So, right from, you know, the prep, fresh, everything comes in fresh, and you got to dice it, and you know, there's just a lot of components to it that, you know, behind the scenes, you know, might not get seen.
Right. Mm-hmm. And a lot of adaptability.
Oh, my goodness.
Multitasking, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. De-escalation. Particularly later in the day. Yeah. But no, we're looking forward to summer. We haven't really announced so much yet, but it's 40 years this year for the old Dublin.
40 years.
40 years.
Yeah.
And you know, we're only seven of that. You know, the Dolans are 33, and we're seven. And but we hope to have a mid late June a staff reunion. So we're very much looking forward to that.
You know, so there's a Facebook page that's begun for anyone who's been an employee of the old Dublin over the 40-year history.
Yeah, and there's a lot. You know, it's remarkable. You know, we had our first meeting last week, and Kim Dolan goes back to the 40 years, right? And how many families, or you know, mothers and daughters, or fathers and sons, or you know, there's two different families, but there was four or five of the siblings all worked there. So we're very much looking forward to that. And I think it's a year, the more things we can do to celebrate our history, you know, and our country's history. I think I'm looking.